Now you say, what makes you do this? I did this in Rochester. There's a supermarket called Hart's Grocers, and I established them as the first supermarket to open downtown in 2 decades, and they're a big success. And that's helped the downtown Rochester area. Right now, I'm working with College Town, another part of Rochester, to secure what's called an anti-food desert grant from the Department of Health and Human Services for a different grocery store there. I don't think we're going to need any federal grants for this one. It's lucrative enough on its own. But if the owners say to me that, hey, what about some of these grants? I'll certainly take a look and try to help them get them. I also have done this in my home borough of Brooklyn and encouraged Fairway Supermarkets, which is a great chain but not up here yet, to move to downtown Brooklyn. They had no supermarkets in Brooklyn. It's where my wife and I shop most Saturdays. They have very nice foods, all kinds of different foods. Last week they were featuring yak cheese from Mongolia, which I took a little bit of the sample, but I didn't eat it. I didn't buy it. Anyway, I encouraged them to move here and asked Whole Foods to come to downtown Brooklyn, one of the chains we're trying to get here, and they did, and they've opened a store that is one of their most successful. So when I call these CEOs, they listen, because I've asked them before and they've had success in taking some of the opportunities that we made available. And of course, some of you know my relationship with Tops, with PNC. When a whole huge supermarket chain was going to close in upstate, I helped work very hard. This was about 4 or 5 years ago, to get Tops to buy them, and I have a close relationship with them as well. So, I hope to have similar success here in downtown. As you can see, there are many tools at our disposal. There are federal grants and loans. There is not only the anti-food desert grant, but there is also small business loans that are available, and we would help get those if the chains felt they were necessary, but as I said, I'm not sure they will. There are plenty of possible locations. The mayor knows those, and those CEOs will look at these locations to see what can be done. Bottom line, we badly need a supermarket here in the Armory Square area. I'll not stop pushing till I get a commitment that we've all been looking for. It's time these grocers pay a visit to Syracuse and check out what downtown has to offer.